למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, עליו הנשאר עובר, למען את השם לוקנו, הבקשתו עובר, למען את השם לוקנו, הבקשתו השם אלוקנו, הבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקנו, הבקשה טוב לך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, עד הבנה שלום בא. למען בית השם אלוקנו, הבקשתו לך. למען בית השם אלוקנו, הבקשתו לך. איי 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 איי, למען בית השם אלוקנו, הבקשתו לך. למען בית השם אלוקנו, הבקשתו לך.
קטע מדברי רב.
An excerpt from Rav's words.
בואו נתאר לעצמנו
today.
כמה שאנחנו רוצים להשפיע על החברים.
Let's try to imagine how much we want to bestow to the friends and through them to the Creator. According to this pain, I will feel the need to receive the Torah that brings me vessels of bestowal. How can we connect all these desires of ours to love, to giving, bestowal, these small desires? How do we connect them to have one full desire? None of us has this desire. That's why we have to connect. How can we connect this small desire between us to bestowal and love so that we will see that we don't have this ability, and then we will receive the Torah in order to do it? A question for a workshop. Every friend tells his friends how, after the morning lesson, he woke up his friends with actions, with thoughts, in order to reach a real need to receive the Torah.
Okay, so I have to say that from the morning and through to now, I got to be together with a few of the friends, and what I got to do is to give to them the joy and the greatness of the goal, and to show them how I adhere to the goal and not to anything else. And every thought and I had, and every true need for connection, for correction that I have, depends only on the 10.
Why didn't you invite us?
Since this morning, the truth is, the general awakening that held everyone didn't enable me to think or talk about anything else except for this great privilege I have to be here together, and how we merit a new awakening every time. And while I was awake, on my way home, I was talking to my friends about it. And on the way here, we started the meeting from this subject of describing the desired state.
I thought that the question was in the morning lesson itself. I'll talk about the morning lesson in any case. Because actually we got to get together and prepare as the 10 on duty for tomorrow. And this contact with the friends, especially in the world kli, in itself is something very great. You feel, you see that the friends are in the same movement with us, same motion, and to participate in that, well, I felt that I give my own little sum-sum or chickpea, and you need to follow the sesame, actually. You need to follow the guidance of the Ten on Duty, to try to answer every workshop question from the heart, and to check if the friends are receiving this awakening. Perhaps not, but at least I should be checking this constantly.
The truth is that we in our ten are in the preparation for this duty for over a week. So we've bonded with all the world kli. And until today, a real special place has been made. And I personally feel that I'm always responsible to ignite the fire there. Every lesson we've been through, every day we've been through. How not to prepare for our duty, but the work is there all the time. We, along with all the tens, we're on duty. On duty. And each of us is like, you know, Rauchal. But it happened naturally. It's something very special. Yeah?
To be honest, we're also on duty tomorrow, and we had a very special meeting this morning in order to generate some kind of plan, formulate one rather. And what's important is the exertion of all of us in relation to that effort to reach a true connection so that we can observe our true state.
One more question for a workshop. What else do we need to go through? What discernments and actions in order to really discover a need to receive the Torah? Again, what else do we need to go through? What discernment and actions to really discover a need to reveal, to receive the Torah?
When I was on my way here, just now, I remembered what Rav tells us about the very intensive Sabbaths they had when he studied with the Rabash. You study, and then you go home for 2 hours, and again you return, and in this seat that we have, you think about it, and why did I remember this just now? Because it's in relation to these discernments, when we do such good work together in the lesson, then in the workshop, then we receive greatness and inspiration, and the path is justified, and also, we discover our own lowliness, and these discernments just become more and more precise, and these exits and entries just focus our demands and our prayers.
I think that it's all degrees of connection and shattering that we will attain, the connection, then we'll feel a rejection, and then we will discover it in more degrees. That's regarding the friends, and regarding the Creator, it's the same. There's none else besides Him, or there's none else besides me. Meaning, how many times all these entries and exits regarding the states where I ascribe it all to the Creator, or I ascribe it all to myself, and I forget all about Him. You have to go through many exits and entries in different layers and different qualities, but you can't know how many in advance.
Yes, after today's lesson, it was very clearly felt, at least in the ten where I was seated, how everything depends on me ultimately. The transition from me to we, to us, and indeed, how the Creator opens up this room for joint work by us and what that soul is. But if I don't make the effort, the exertion, nothing happens. At least for me, in my own, it's all in my own kelim, my own vessels. And also, it was very palpably felt that everyone are already doing it, everyone are corrected. It's the perception of reality just plays with you like that. So a place for work is opened and the friends are supportive. Just do what's necessary, as we say.
Yeah, that's it. To do whatever you can along with the friends. But at the same time, we mustn't give up for ourselves. You always have to accelerate towards the yearning and the effort for connection, and to always feel as one with respect to reality as we see it and perceiving it through our mutual interest, so that the yearning and the mutual pain will not be according to the way I see it, rather the way we see it as a ten. There are so many layers here that is just... I think it's about the adhesion between the friends. That's what can make the basis. Upon which, above it meaning.
La 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 la